Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendos, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to the Brief.
Ooh, what a packed weekend we got coming up here, man. Tomorrow we got Double or Nothing live reactions right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. Come join us. Hey, be sure to hit that subscribe button. Apparently talking crap about Jim Cornette does not do wonders for your sub counts. I don't want to dip back below 194,000, man. I want to go back up. Anyways, enough of all that. Larson, what did the do?
Undertaker's in the news. Is he ever going to retire? That's really the question.
No, never.
Posed before us every WrestleMania season, basically. And it seems like the entire point of this Last Ride docuseries about Undertaker's build-up to a retirement match. Well, I guess they're calling it Last Ride.
Mm-hmm.
But when will that be? Who knows? I don't know.
I don't know.
Nobody knows. However, WrestlingNews.co. Mm-hmm. Can't answer that question.
Oh.
And it seems likely that anyone outside of Mark Calloway, Michelle McCool, and Vince McMahon knows what the answer is.
Oh, wow.
Besides reporting that, quote, everyone on the writing staff is being kept in the dark.
Ooh.
On Taker's in-ring status, specifically because they don't want leaks to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever he is going to say, whatever he is going to say will not be spoiled on internet. Mm. The WWE source said to WrestlingNews.co. Continues, quote, none of us know if he's done other than his wife. I think the only person who would know would be Vince.
Okay, but invert this information. Would they know if he wasn't going to retire? Like,
no, I think they're the way I'm reading this, radio silence.
But okay, in the past, like in advance of the various Saudi Arabia shows, when they knew that he was going to be coming in and doing stuff, I wonder if the writing staff knew, and I wonder if the lack of information lends credence to the idea that he's going to retire.
Suspect the writing staff would only know with certainty upon the point when Undertaker says, yes, I will be involved in that show.
Mm.
And they will get the appropriate 2-3 week lead time to build some semblance of a story for that match that will happen at the following major event. I imagine this is more like Undertaker WrestleMania season, where he has a match, you wait 8 months, Vince calls him, Mark, you good? And it's yes or no, or say, you know, hey, if you need me, let me know. Vince pesters him. When Undertaker says yes, finally, that's when it goes to the writing staff. So I imagine their nominal state, the normal state of working over there in WWE in terms of Undertaker creative, is they don't put pen to paper on anything until Vince says to somebody he's for sure coming back, and that word has to come from Mark Calloway himself.
That wouldn't shock me. You're probably right about all that. AJ Styles at Survivor Series probably seems like it would make the most sense. Like, that's what they mentioned. They had him specifically talk about AJ Styles in that last episode of Last Ride. The only other thing I could think of is maybe he does AJ Styles at SummerSlam, and then we get Roman again at Survivor Series, because it feels like if there was any lingering redemption that he's going to want, it's going to be the Roman match specifically. He seems to love Roman Reigns Wouldn't surprise me if he gave him that match.
It'd be interesting if the culmination of his career involved a story that was told exclusively through a documentary series about him, as opposed to like actual, like, you know, I know there's a story about whose yard is it, yada, yada, yada. And they could bring the fact that Undertaker wasn't pleased with his effort last time around against Roman. But the meat of that, they're like the emotional core of that, won't be told on Raw or SmackDown. It'll be told in The Last Ride.
You know, to be honest with you, The Last Ride is the perfect programming you'd want to put on Raw or SmackDown during these times. Totally. Because it's really good and people would love to see it. There might be some contractual issues in terms of the live aspect of TV. I don't know. But, I mean, you'd think that they'd be able to pitch to USA or Fox, hey, mm-hmm. we've got this killer doc series. It's going to lead up to The Undertaker's last match. Can we run this for like, you know, an hour or, you know, whatever. So it is kind of interesting to me to this day that they haven't done any of that during the pandemic. But yeah, it would not shock me at all if here's the thing. The Undertaker versus Roman Reigns at 33, that was obviously in his head at the time supposed to be the last match. And as this documentary sort of portrays, that really bugged him. And so he felt the need to correct it. And so we've had this series of matches, but there's still that Roman thing. And I wonder if when he was so apologetic to Roman and he might've felt, I mean, I sort of gathered this, that like he wanted it to be Roman to be the last guy. And he still owes that maybe to Roman.
That could be.
In the Survivor Series match.
Entirely
that could
possible.
Be. Or
entirely
he could possible. Just see AJ Styles as, hey, he's this generation Shawn Michaels. I retired Shawn Michaels, so it's fitting that this generation Shawn Michaels retires me.
There's a certain level of symmetry there. One thing to consider, though. Survivor Series 2020 makes all the sense in the world for it to be his last ride, his last show, 30 years after his debut. However, if you're going to have The Undertaker retire, you need people there. You need fans there in the building.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
And as the nature of what we're going through now with the COVID thing is open-ended. I know some states are reopening. It still remains to be seen what level of second wave may be coming, given these states that have reopened early. So it's no sure thing by the time November rolls around, we're going to be having any shows in front of actual fans. And I can't imagine they would do Undertaker's retirement match, last match in an empty arena setting.
I agree with that. I think that I don't know that. So like, I can almost guarantee Florida's going to have fans in the arena by November. Well, dude, well, here's the thing.
Survivor Series
there's not going to be
Dallas.
A second
Texas
wave.
Isn't that far behind?
Dude, here's the thing. This is what people are going to realize. There's not going to be a second wave because the first wave isn't ending. That's the thing. There's no end to the first wave. It's just gonna keep going. So I think you're right. Regardless of whether or not there's fans in the arena, there's got to be fans in the arena for an Undertaker final match. That's a guarantee. So if they end up pushing it back until WrestleMania or the next SummerSlam or whatever it is, they'll mm-hmm. totally do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of someone who along the lines of Sami Zayn, who. That was a terrible segue. Daniel Bryan, he's been around, you know, given the pandemic situation we're in now, even though his wife, Brie Bella, said that he has some sort of immune system
immunodeficiency.
Put him at greater risk. She spoke to the Sunday Night's Main Event podcast about the process herself and her husband, Bryan Danielson, went through to decide whether he should continue wrestling given the current situation. Transcripts from Wrestle Talk, Steve, go ahead and read this.
Yeah, sure. Okay. She says this, we discussed it, and especially because I'm pregnant, just the risk there. So we definitely talked about it, but we were like, okay, if you don't stay home and you go, how can we make this work? And that's when we talked to our doctor, because if our doctor was like, no, no way, we can't do this, it's impossible, then we were going, Brian was going to stay home. But our doctor gave us a lot of hope and was like, it might be a little pricey, but we can work on this. We can make it work. So that's when we're like, let's do it then. It's going to take a lot of effort, but it's worth it. What is pricey? What is that? Like, just the travel involved?
Expensive, I would suspect, yeah.
The travel, right? Like, is he talking about some sort of protective...
Yeah, back and forth and having to quarantine even though he's not at the shows.
Some sort of, like, raw gate technology he's referring to.
I mean, that'd be the most effective means of traveling. But once you get to the performance center, once you leave, you still have to quarantine.
Well, what's interesting here is that she didn't mention, there was no mention of like Daniel Bryan being at danger because of the, because she had mentioned before about some immunodeficiency thing that he has. So that's kind of interesting. Daniel Bryan looks like he's having a blast right now. That Money in the Bank match. Oh my God. That smile on his face was, you know, wider than
all
a mile.
About that, man.
That's right. Finally, actually not finally, second to last. Do you like that segue?
Penultimate.
We've got, penultimate. There you go.
Penultimate.
Vincent K. McMahon might not be sold quite yet on Undertaker's retirement. Something else he's not sold on, Shayna Baszler as top heel.
Segue, I guess. Yeah, I guess so. So she seemed like she's in line for three huge wins just this year. First, seemed like she's probably going to win the Royal Rumble. She and then she still got her title match against Becky at Mania. Seemed like she should have won that. Didn't. And then she seemed to be the odds-on favorite to walk out of Money in the Bank with that briefcase. That didn't happen. Each time, camp empty-handed. Well, WrestlingNews.co may have an explanation because of reporting that, quote, Baszler will eventually move into the title picture this year, but McMahon, that's Vince, still not 100% sold on her as a top heel.
You know who he does seem to be 100% sold on? Asuka. Naya.
Oh, but not as top heel, though.
As a top heel. No. But yeah, I don't know. This seems plainly obvious, although there is a bit of circumstance to be involved, I think. The Mania stuff, who knows? I mean, that might have been because, like, the fans weren't there and he wanted, like, a more of a feel-good show. Some of this stuff can be explained. But, yeah, obviously, the inverse of it is if he was completely sold on her, something here would have happened.
Yeah, totally. I mean, like, if
they still book her really strong and really
good.
Yeah,
they do. She's in no danger of falling down the card by any stretch. I don't think we've gotten a timeline like a solid timeline of when they knew Becky would have to take a leave.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they filmed the Money in the Bank ladder match knowing that and picked who they wanted to win based on that versus, well, we're going to have Asuka win Money in the Bank. After they filmed the match, they found out Becky was pregnant and would have to take a leave. Then, you know, kind of after the fact, came up with the storyline. Well, to say the belt was inside. You know what I mean?
So this is just my guess. Given that, so like we had heard that Asuka didn't find out that she was winning the title, that she won the title until like the day of the announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Given also that, I don't know. I would suspect that they filmed the match, which was April 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Becky, they said that they found out, was it early April or mid? It was mid.
In that People interview, she didn't specify. She just said in April.
Sometime in April.
They found out.
I would suspect that. Crap, man, I don't know either. Yeah. It could be either way, I guess. I mean, it could be. It's just sort of surprising that they would have the Money in the Bank thing happen. I don't know. I mean, I could definitely see them saying, hey, you know, Asuka, we can easily turn her face because people love her anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So like, let's have her win Money in the Bank, knowing that that's going to be for the title. I don't know.
But I guess if Becky knew she was pregnant before Money in the Bank, it would explain why she wasn't on the card.
Yeah, that's true. That's totally true. Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
No, that's definitely true. She was gone for a while.
Do know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know there is a SmackDown tonight, and based on what here on paper, it looks pretty solid. First entry here on the WWE.com SmackDown preview, Charlotte Flair and Bayley to meet in champion versus champion match. That should be good.
This should be really good. Even if it ends in a wonk finish, I think this is going to be pretty good. Jeff Hardy looks to accelerate comeback against Sheamus in Intercontinental Championship Tournament. Oh, it is two really good Intercontinental Championship Tournament matches.
Yeah, I kind of feel like whoever wins this Jeff Hardy Sheamus match has got to be the odds-on favorite to win the whole thing.
That's
what my gut's telling me.
Could be.
AJ Styles rolls into SmackDown to face Shinsuke Nakamura in Intercontinental Championship Tournament.
Is AJ still going to have his purple and black gear?
I hope so.
Me too.
I think it looks great.
And then finally, probably in the main event, Otis and Mandy Rose bring their personal battle with Sonya Deville and Dolph Ziggler to the ring. This is a mixed tag match, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Correct. This might be a fun SmackDown, man. This might be fun.
I think it will be. AJ versus Nakamura is going to be your main event.
SmackDown's main event. SmackDown's got a real... Wait, what's that? You think AJ versus... Oh, yeah, because AJ's coming over, huh? SmackDown has a really, really... I don't know, dude. They like Otis quite a bit.
I know.
Otis might be in that main event, man. SmackDown has like a really good core of characters, man. Mm-hmm. Like I dogged their roster, but
they still, I mean, like the depth isn't what Raw.
But they've done a lot. They've made like somebody like Otis really stand out. And then Jeff Hardy's back, Sheamus is back. SmackDown's really shaping up to be pretty good, man. Cool thing is there's nothing in here about Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Hooray.
Yeah.
Well, he was on Raw. He got his day worth of work.
That's what I'm hoping. That's what I'm hoping. Anyways, thanks everybody for tuning in. We appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.